8. Jesus was a radical. Jesus has a vision for your life. Open up your Bible and read one of the four Gospels from start to finish. Try to do it with fresh eyes, and you will be struck by something. Jesus was a radical, and his life and teachings are a radical invitation to something beyond what most of us have settled for in our everyday lives. What does radical mean? It means to get to the root of things. Jesus was interested in getting deep down to the root of things. He was interested in what was essential, not the fluffy periphery, but the core, the center, the heart of things. Jesus wasn't trapped by the notion of political correctness. He wasn't burdened with the need to be liked by people. He wasn't moved by the desire for expediency or convenience. Instead, he simply allowed the truth to reign supreme. Truth is radical. To abide completely by the truth in every situation in our lives is incredibly difficult. It requires both the heart of a saint and the diplomacy of an experienced ambassador. Every day, we attempt it in dozens of ways to have a casual relationship with truth. Many situations emerge each week in which we are tempted to ignore the truth, or bend it, stretch it, or massage it, out of political correctness, a desire to be liked, expediency, or convenience. But Jesus didn't have a casual relationship with truth, and that is radical. He was interested in getting to the root of things. Through this lens of truth, Jesus places everything in its proper place, bringing order to every aspect of life, and demonstrates the true value of things. We all yearn for this divine ordering. The challenge is to surrender and allow God to put our lives in order. The fruit of this surrender is the peace and joy that we all desire. Jesus was a radical. He reminds us at every turn that God's ways are not a slight variation of man's ways, but that they are in fact radically different. Embrace any one of Jesus' teachings seriously, and some of the people around you are bound to think that you are taking it a little too far. His teachings don't invite us to the mediocre middle. They invite us to a radical love. This radical love is at the heart of the gospel. There are, of course, spectacular displays, but most of all, Jesus invites us to pass this radical love along to others through the daily events of our lives. At every turn, Jesus mentors us in this radical love. Jesus was a radical. His life was radical. His death was radical. His teachings were radical. They got to the root of things. His love was radical. It changed the entire course of human history. Point to ponder. Ask Jesus to help you get to the root of things in your life. Ask him to help you embrace the truth. Verse to live. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Question to consider. When was the last time you had the courage to seek out the root of an important issue? Prayer. Jesus, point me toward the root of things and give me an extra nudge when I am tempted to settle for the shallow and the superficial.